Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 21st of July 2017. How do we evaluate nursing care? This is Roger Watson, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. As long as I can remember, we have been looking for ways to measure nursing care. These parallel discussions for definitions of nursing, and they come and go. Now they have definitely come back. Resources for medical and nursing care are limited worldwide. Professional boundaries are becoming blurred, and roles are beginning to change. Nurses nearly always work as parts of a multidisciplinary team, and it's not always easy to decide what happens as a result of nursing. The issue of indicators is the subject of an article from Canada by Dubois et al. 2017 titled, Which Priority Indicators to Use to Evaluate Nursing Care Performance? A discussion paper and published in JAN. The aim of the article was a discussion of an optimal set of indicators that can be used on a priority basis to assess the performance of nursing care. By reviewing previous work, the authors arrived at a list of 12 indicators, which I will not list here, refer to Table 3 of the article. Some of the usual suspects, such as pressure ulcers and falls, are there, but also team composition and length of continuous work. The key references are provided and the evidence is summarised.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.